super, like, bro, super cap.
There's no way.
Like, no way, bro. There's no way. No way you got 25 body count. Like, no. Because here's the thing, bro. Let me give you guys a little in-depth view of the female mindset, okay? This is how women think, all right? They only count the bodies of dudes that they, like, remember and, like, had fun with, okay? That does not count the one-night stands. That does not count the dudes that they met at the Foam Cannon in Cancun. Shout out to our boy Rolo. At the guys in Tulum that they smashed, you know, a one-hitter, quitter in the bathroom stall at a club.
Bro.
Like, they don't count any of that.
I know girls that don't count it if it's a condom on.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo.
Bro.
Yeah. What?
Women use all kinds of mental gymnastics to rationalize their poor behavior. Because here's the thing, bro. It's a 1,000% facts. Notice how she said, the male ego is fragile because you don't want to know that I hang out with certain types of guys, blah, 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 blah. Again, what do I always tell you guys on this podcast? Anything that represses female sexuality is always going to be met with some kind of contempt and shaming language. Small dick energy, insecure, you're just jealous, you're an asshole, you're misogynistic, whatever, blah, blah, fucking blah.
How dare you?
But I'll tell you guys this, like I said before, why the hell are you going to pay full price for a goddamn car that's been used? What women don't understand is men don't ask for much, okay? If I'm going to take you seriously as a girlfriend and or a wife, my only real request is that you don't embarrass me and fuck other guys, okay? But they have the fucking gall to sit here and say, yeah, insecure, yeah, insecure. No, you dumb bitch. I'm not fucking insecure. I'm very secure in my goddamn confidence. I don't want to fucking wife up no hoe, all right? And I'm tired of women out here telling dudes, small dick energy, you're insecure, da, 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 da. Bitch, I'm not going to the Lamborghini dealership with 300 bands to pay $300,000 for a Lambo with 200,000 miles on it, bro. It's bullshit. We need to start holding these women accountable. You want a dude that's 6 feet tall, $100,000 a year, gonna protect you in times of danger, take care of you, be a leader, six-figure nigga, abs, all this extra shit, but you can't even be a fucking decent woman and not be a slut? Fuck out of here, bro. I need you guys to hold these women accountable too. They gotta meet your metrics, because I'm tired of girls having preferences and saying, this is what I want, this is my preference, this is what I like in men. And then if I turn around and say, well, okay, I don't want some hoe. Oh my God!
How dare you?
Fuck that shit. I'm tired of men having standards and then women sitting there and saying, that's discrimination. Fuck you. It's not discrimination. It's reality. Okay? We don't want hoes. Okay? You want to be a hoe? That's fine. But you got to lay in your fucking bed and sleep there. Just like Lana Rhodes. Just like Mia Khalifa. Just like all these other girls that fuck on camera and think, let me get a guy to pay full price for this used fucking car. It never works. It never works. Because I always say this. Reality does not adhere to social constructs. Again, I'll say that one more time for these dumb bimbos out there. Reality does not conform to your social constructs. In other words, most guys in reality are not going to accept you for being a hoe and put a ring on it. It's always going to fucking bother them, okay? So if you want to be a hoe, it's fine. That's your personal decision. But be ready for the fucking consequences of not dudes not taking you serious. You want to have a hot girl summer? All right, bitch, you're going to have a bunch of hot girl summers by yourself. You make your bed, lay in it. All right? Fuck out of here, man. I'm tired of these chicks trying to get mad at you. Because it's bullshit that men can't have standards. It's bullshit. We don't ask for much. We really don't. Girls ask all for these things. And then you say, all right, well, I just don't want you to be a hoe. Oh, my God. You asshole. Small dick energy. You're insecure. Fuck out of here, man. If I'm going to invest into you, I need to know you are not used, man.
Super Saiyan 4.
God damn.
God damn. Bullshit, that was fire, bro.
So I'm telling y'all, all 5,400 of you guys, you meet a girl, put her through her fucking paces. Okay? She's got to work for your affection, not the other way around. A lot of you guys, oh, baby, please be my girlfriend. Oh, I know you're a hoe and I know you'll be doing all this extra shit on the side, but please be my girlfriend. Fuck that. She needs to be coming to you. Please be my boyfriend. I know I'm a hoe and everything like that, but please, 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 I need that security. And then you can tell her, oh, well, you know what? You're going to have to share me with all the other 10 girls. Maybe I'll take you serious. That's how you got to do it. And she's going to respect you because now you're holding her ass to a standard. For once in her fucking life, she's being held to a standard. I'm telling ya, these attractive girls, they go through their entire existence with a man never telling them no. Okay? I need you motherfuckers to start saying no more.
You know what's the scary part, man?
Fatality.
If you ask your wife for one of these girls, bro, you take it seriously, she can't have a pair bond. So what happens is you wife her up, you take her in, and she's hella muscles on her body. You know what I'm saying? And at that point, what do you get? A used, beat up product that can't even work properly. She can't pair bond. So it's gonna break up anyway. And the worst scenario is if you marry her, that's divorce right there and then. So Myron's right, man. Like, you don't want to buy a used car with high mileage. You
fucking
don't.
Bullshit, bro.
You don't.
Like, no one bats an eye when a woman says, I don't want no broke nigga. I don't want no loser. I don't want no short guy. I don't want no fat boys. We're never going to knock women for their preferences. All I'm saying is that men need to be able to have their preferences and enact on it without being attacked.
Yeah.
It's BS, bro. It's BS. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to walk down the aisle in a white dress and get married, but none of you guys want to be fucking wise. You want to keep your Instagram open. You want to be able to keep your male friends. You want to still have your girls' nights out. You still want to be able to do all this extra stuff while still getting the security from a man. Women want traditional men without being traditional women. All I'm telling you guys is you guys need to fucking wake up. That's why this podcast exists, okay? We're waking men up every fucking day. We're the alarm clock to this bullshit. You guys need to put women's feet to the fire and make them work for you, because you have to bring way more to the table than they fucking do.
Yep.
Last time I checked, hypergamy is a thing. And what does that mean? They date up, okay? Since they date up, that means that you're dating down. And since you're dating down, that bitch better start sucking some dick, fucking making you food, all this extra shit. You guys are so willing to date and take women seriously that don't do shit for you, bro, besides have some ass and some lip fillers.
Here's the worst part. You take her in, she can do shit for you. I guarantee you, she's going to do shit for somebody else. And it ain't you. So who's losing here? You're losing. So real talk, guys. Like Myron said earlier, if you're going to get a chick in your life, have some standards, have some boundaries, and at least require her to one time. I'll say this, man. Most of you guys out here right now, right? You're dating girls right now, and they're walking all over you. You're paying the bills. You're taking care of maybe her kids, whatever. You're the one doing the paces. What are they doing? Oh, babe, I want to go here. I want to do this. I want to do that. You do it all the time. And you're scared of losing her. But guess what, bro? She's scared of losing you. So real talk, when it comes to respect and everything like that, respect yourself, bro, because guess what? They don't respect you. Real talk, man. So,
yo. All right, so let's...